God isn't looking for your ability. God is looking for your availability. Amen. In a great house, the scripture said, there are many vessels, some to honor and some to dishonor. But if you will flee youthful lust and come, separate yourself, in other words, unto God, purge yourself from those things and people that will pull you away from God. Thou shalt be a vessel of honor, sanctified and meet for the master's use. Hallelujah. Whoever he calls, he cleanses. Whoever he cleanses, he uses. Hallelujah. We used to sing, Jesus, use me. Oh, Lord, don't refuse me. Surely there's a work that I can do. Amen. While singing that, I found a job. My first job in church was to be the assistant Sunday school superintendent. So I got there early and emptied all the garbage cans in the Sunday school classes because no one had come to clean during the week. I sharpened all the pencils. I put the little envelopes for the Sunday school offering out in every room. And since I was doing it heartily as unto the Lord, glad to have something to do, sometimes got there before the pastor. Amen. And I used to, you know, the old hand style, you know, finger, not, yeah, pencil sharpened. And I just love the Lord so much. Man, I sharpened them pencils for Jesus. Hallelujah. And they got on to me. They said, don't sharpen them so sharp. We try to write and they break right off. And we have to sharpen them again ourselves. I said, I'm sorry. I'm just enthusiastic. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm doing something for the Lord. And I believe that's why he called me to preach. I really do. Because I made myself available for whatever he needed. There was a church of 10,000 people, and a retired admiral attended that church from the United States Navy. A retired admiral. I mean, he's used to being saluted. He's used to be all of the things that go along with that kind of rank in the service. And he's retired now, and he came to the pastor. Pastor told the story of that church. He said, I want to do something for the Lord. And the pastor said, well, we got people to do this. We got people. Well, is there anything you don't have people to do? And the pastor looked up and said, yeah, but in other words, you know, don't even think about it. Retired admiral said, you know, we just can't seem to find anyone to clean and stock the bath. See, if you got 10,000 people coming, you got big bathrooms and a lot of things to do to keep them stocked and ready for Sunday. And he said, that's the only place. We looked at him like, you know, I know you're not interested. And he said, I'll take it. What? Someone also said, between the big things we're not called to do and the little things that we feel above doing, there's a good chance we won't do anything. But if you make yourself available, what did it say? He that's faithful over a few things, I'll make him a ruler over many, because he's looking for that servant heart, that basin and towel heart. And he found it in a retired admiral from the United States Navy that got saved and wanted to do something for God. And did you know, after a year and a half, 18 months of cleaning bathrooms, nobody knew who cleaned them, but I'll tell you what, and nobody knew who stocked them. But if you ever go in and it's not cleaned and stocked, you will notice. Can you say, man? Somebody had to take care of that. And he did it faithfully, as the Bible said, whatever you do, do it heartily as unto the Lord and not unto men, for you will be rewarded of the Lord Christ. And you know how God rewarded him for that? Amen. A missionary needed help in another country. And God opened the door and put it on his heart to go and be a help. And he became a co-missionary for the rest of his life, because God saw that he would be faithful and he would do the little thing. Amen. You know, the Bible said promotion doesn't come from the east or the west or the south, but it comes from the Lord. Hallelujah. I will keep my promise. I will keep my people. I will allow them to fulfill my purpose even in their latter years, saith the Lord. Say not it is too late. Say not I am too old. Yea, for it is not you, it is me by my spirit, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. That must have been for me today. I'll let you have some of it, but I'm going to take part of that. God is good. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm 70, but I don't feel a day over 69. Hallelujah. God has been good to me. Hallelujah.